Well, I serve on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we have the broadest jurisdiction of any committee. In this Congress, I'm the chair of the Energy Subcommittee. In the last Congress, I chair the Communications and Technology, so that's all broadband deployment. And so, you know, in this Congress, we have to make sure that this country becomes North American energy independent. It's not picking winners and losers like the Biden administration, the Democrats have done in the past. With all of the data centers coming online, and I was in Van Wert, Mercer Counties last week, and there's a data center going up, being built north of Van Wert, and they consume a massive amount of power. And so when you look at the statistics out there, you know, we're looking at this year alone anywhere from 4.5% to 6 to 8% more power usage on top of what we're already using. So it's making sure that we get the power out there, and we've been blessed in this country becoming the world's largest producer of natural gas. We can outproduce Saudi Arabia or Russian oil production on any given day. So when you look at these great natural resources we have to make sure we use them. But then we have a problem, with our grid. The grid's going to have to be modernized. We have the cybersecurity threats. And then permitting. It just takes too long to get things done. You know, 6, 7, 8 years to do something is just not fast enough, because the communist Chinese are going to be putting on well over 100 coal-fired plants. You know, we haven't even thought about that in decades in this country, about coal. And the other area that I'm looking at is on the nuclear side, especially what we call small modular reactors that, they can run Salina on its own. So on the energy front, we're working on that. I had it done a couple of Congresses ago in the House, which was on autonomous vehicles. We want to make sure that these vehicles are safe or safer than anything else on the road, but we have to get the federal laws in place, because we can't have 50 states and the District of Columbia doing their own thing. Plus, we don't want the communist Chinese to be the one creating the technology and saying, well, you're going to have to use ours. And the question about how safe is that technology? Because we know from their drones to your routers, to your Wi-Fi in your house that I'm also working on, that we have to protect Americans. But, then I think what we were doing last night, we got the budget through the House by a vote of 217 to 215, which is just razor thin, because that's where our margins are so small in the House with Republicans. But what we have to do is get this done, because we have an opportunity for budget reconciliation. What that means is when you control the House, the Senate, and the presidency, you only have to have 50 votes or 51 votes in the Senate to get something passed, not 60. So, you and I have talked, we're going to pay $1 trillion in interest this year alone because of the massive debt that this country has of $36 trillion. And so under the reconciliation package, we need to find about $1.5 trillion and maybe up to $2 trillion in cuts. And at the same time, we've got to look at making sure that we don't lose the tax cuts that all Americans, and not listening to what the Democrats say, it's to all Americans, because if we don't get this done at the end of this year, because of the tax cuts were not permanent from 2017, we're going to see everybody's taxes go up at the beginning of next year. And we know that for small businesses, it's going to be a killer. For farmers, it's going to be terrible, because the death tax rate dropped by 50% on the exemption level side. And so I've seen what the prices of land have been going for in Mercer County. And so it'd be devastating if we don't get this done. So our Committee of Energy and Commerce is tasked with trying to find $880 billion in cuts from the energy side, the telecommunication side, and also the healthcare side. So we're just going to be a little bit busy. I think the American people need to just, if you pick up, turn the radio on, pick up a newspaper, turn on the news, whatever, look on the internet, you don't see very much at all being discussed about the border, because when President Biden, before he came into office, he pretty much told the world that the American border was open. And so the drug smugglers and the human traffickers were making billions of dollars on these, you know, millions of people, and over 10 million people crossed the border because of the Biden policy. We don't know what over a couple hundred thousand or more of those are what the Border Patrol called gotaways that we didn't want to get caught. We don't know who they are and what their intentions are in this country. But, you know, I saw one day they only had around 200 and some people that they picked up at the border. And, you know, people can remember that we were talking about thousands on any given day. But because of President Trump coming into office and saying that, you know, we're going to secure the border, all of a sudden this is all stopped. So we're, you know, the border wall is going to continue to make sure that that's up. And this gives the opportunity for the Border Patrol to go after the bad people that are out there trying to do harm to us sneaking across the border. A lot of these, you know, we don't know who might be a terrorist. So they can get those people. But at the same time, earlier this year, my halt fentanyl bill passed the House again. Unfortunately, the Senate didn't take it up last Congress. But what it says is it's going to make fentanyl-related substances a Schedule 1 penalty out there. And to show you how horrible this is, that why, and trying to get Democrats to vote this, I can't understand why not. We have what they call mandatory minimums, that if you're caught with 100 grams of fentanyl, that you're going to get at least 10 years to life for this. And to give you an idea what 100 grams of fentanyl will do, that's enough to kill 50,000 people, because you only have to have 2 milligrams of fentanyl to kill you. And so this is why it's important to get this legislation passed and to protect the American people. Because when you think about 2 years ago having 74,000 Americans die from fentanyl poisoning, this has got to stop.